Hi everybody. April is shaping up to be a very interesting month for a lot of people. In the beginning of April, a lot of people were being asked to face some very difficult emotions, as a lot of us experienced a blame game, finger-pointing energy that was very challenging for us to move through. But as a lot of us have done the work and move through the energy, we are now moving into an excitement energy for our future, which is bringing with it renewed hope and optimism for so many of us, which is making room for new opportunities to present themselves to us that were previously unavailable in new in interesting ways. I'd like to move us directly into a short message from my guides about the energy that so many of us are experiencing today. After a difficult transitional few weeks that caused an emotional upheaval within so many of you, we are happy to see a change occurring. For those who have taken time to sit with themselves and face what they're holding on to, the blame game and finger-pointing energy has shifted as the cloudy skies have cleared. And you're able to see things more clearly. It hasn't been easy for a lot of you to face your uncomfortable past, as the universe stepped in and asked you to take a look at yourself and accept responsibility for your own future and stop blaming what's happening in your lives on somebody else. We have seen a lot of you move through this time with grace. And because of this, you're now able to see things clearer than ever. This is a time of renewed optimism and hope for your desired future, as you're moving into an excitement energy for what could be. And you see endless possibilities where before all you could see is how things weren't working out. Some of you are a lot like children in the candy store at this moment in your lives, trying to decide what treat you want, as you might feel a bit overwhelmed with so many choices and everything looks so delicious. So yes, there is a bit of indecision with many of you, but the important thing to remember is now you are seeing so many choices, so many possibilities that were previously not available to you because you have moved through the difficult emotions and faced what you needed to face. In a way, it's like you're being rewarded for doing your chores. And some of you are feeling like you had to do all the chores that everyone in the house hates doing. And you're finally done. And some of you are saying, I'm never doing that again. That was horrible. Somebody else can do that next time. But now it's done. And there is also a feeling of, yes, I did it. And you come to this realization once you understand the importance of why you had to do it and how it was setting things up for you to be able to see all these new choices in your life that are all very positive. Some of you are noticing people in your lives right now are starting to take notice and see you in a completely different light. It's all very positive, and it's coupled with feelings of pride and admiration as the people in your life are wanting to share in this newfound hope and optimism as your excitement for your future extends outward, impacting everyone around you.